Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're looking forward to getting back to our spot inside the Renaissance Bank office on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. Not quite there yet, but we're looking forward to it. In the meantime, folks, Renaissance is open and ready to serve your business banking needs. Now, if you've got a problem with your current bank, there was just another mega merger announced this morning. We won't mention any names, but just yet another one. And some of these mega mergers end up with 1-800 numbers and computer-generated voices. And if that's something you like, stay there. If that's something you don't like, then give Renaissance a try. They're big enough to serve all your needs, small enough to do it in a personal way. And I know this personally, myself. Go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call. And you'll find out that a real person answers the phone. And when they do, make an appointment, go see them, and I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome an old friend, Thomas Heaton. Tommy is with the Commercial Finance Group. Tommy, welcome. Great to have you.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate you having me. It's interesting time. I miss the studio too, but this is great. Even some of us old dogs have learned a few new tricks here with this Zoom.
Yeah, I think this is the old dog show, both of us, right? So for sure. But tell us about what you're up to these days at Commercial Finance Group. How are you helping folks out there?
Yeah, so I've changed hats. I'm working with this a company that's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. We operate small, and we're very flexible because we operate small. But Commercial Finance Group, we're actually located in Sandy Springs, but we've got a national footprint. We can help people all over. We've got sales offices here in Atlanta, and we've got them in California and Texas, and even some international presence. But the basic short answer as to what we do is we're commercial lenders. Now, when listeners hear that, I would automatically think you don't sound like a bank, and that's true. We're not a bank. So you might say we're private lenders. We offer working capital specifically for business to business companies. So I have a background in consulting and in banking, and we've seen a trend here in the macro economy and really in banking itself over the last 12 years or so, where the pool of bankable prospects has shrunk. Mm. So any business owner that has tried to secure bank financing has learned that commercial lending is very different from consumer lending. So you might go to apply for a mortgage or a car loan. You know, they plug in your income, your credit report, and that kind of thing, and out comes a number. Well, commercial lending, if people haven't discovered, it carries a great deal more risk for the lender. And so there's just some inherent complexity to it. So, there are some great banks out there, banks that I've worked with as a consultant that actually directly I've worked with, like Renaissance Bank is one of my favorites. I just had lunch with one of the loan officers from Renaissance Bank the other day. They're wonderful partners. But, you know, on the commercial side, banks have some things they like to do and some things they don't like to do. And one of the things they generally don't like to do as a one-off is to lend working capital for small businesses. They're just not necessarily set up to do that on the scale that we are and you know, with certain small requests. So that's where we come in and basically why our industry exists. It's actually a fairly mature industry. If people haven't heard of this with some robust competition, but banks are competing, you know, for these prime deals that often involve owner occupied real estate, and companies that aren't in that arena or that somewhat rarefied air need some help. So our tagline is actually your bridge to bankability. So after a year or two with our intent is not to keep you as a customer forever. But after a year or two with us, our hope and our goal really is to get you to where banks are willing and competing for your business from a credit perspective. So I guess the takeaway there is we don't compete with banks really at all. In fact, I spend much of my time calling on banks, knowing that I can help their customers if they've got a deposit customer that's not quite ready for bank credit when they can't help. And if someone were to ask any of us for help, you know, in any walk of life, if you're not able to help, I think most people would rather say, I mean, John Ray would say, listen, I can't help you right now. I'm full, but I know somebody who can help you. That's just the nature of our work. We're in the business of helping people. And that's what we do. So, you know, think of us as a non-bank lender, but trying to get you over to the place where, you know, you would be a more attractive borrower for one of our good banks.
Yeah. And Tommy, something you said there about the banking industry, I think is important for people to understand. I mean, you're an ex-banker, so you know this. You know, I know it just popping around the business world, but maybe the typical small business owner might not be aware that there are regulatory constraints too on what banks can do in terms of what they're able to lend, that they may see, you know, a deal they like, but they've got regulatory constraints as well.
Absolutely. And this is a topic we could probably talk about for a while, but I myself have been in situations where you'd get a memo. I can think of a couple of examples, but working for a large bank where we'd say, listen, in this particular industry, we've got some industry research that says here are the two players and we're not going to loan money out to anyone else. So imagine what that does to the banking officer who's been working on a relationship and he goes into his credit officer to present it. And they say, this looks great. Unfortunately, we're not doing this right now. Hmm. Or with some of our smaller banks, regional or community banks, where the regulators, especially since 08, 09, have been looking at their mix and their concentrations. So, for example, you might have a lot of builder loans out there. Well, anybody who followed the news at all knows that banks got in trouble with too many builder loans. So it's not always the bank putting up a stop sign on borrowers. Oftentimes it's their regulations or their regulators that are saying, you guys are full. This bucket of yours is full. We can't spend any more capital loaning money out in this direction. So it can be very challenging for the banker and for the bank, in this type of environment. And when I mentioned the pool getting smaller, that's part of why that is, because one bank president mentioned to me in confidence that they feel like they're getting heat out in the press about why aren't you loaning more money to businesses? And he felt that was disingenuous because the Fed itself was kind of had their hands tied on it. So there are a lot of considerations that the bank has to take into account simply because of the regulatory environment. And thankfully, that's one of the reasons why, CFG Commercial Finance Group can move and be more flexible. We don't shy away from those concentration questions because we are not under those constraints.
Folks, we're speaking with Thomas Heaton, and he is with the Commercial Finance Group. So, Tommy, you mentioned that you lend against working capital. Let's talk specifically to that lay person, small business owner out there about what that means. You're lending against what?
Yeah, so our bread and butter here, and I should probably mention we'll own anywhere from a very small amount. I hate to throw a number out there, but $100,000 up to around $5 million. And I think the reason that is because that's you get up to that $5, $6 million range, that does generate interest from big banks. You know, that you get into that space, they are interested in doing those deals. So that's where we kind of get out. But, I think a good way of looking at receivables that you asked about, So our lending comes basically in a couple different forms, but the way it looks to the customer is tied in with receivables. So if you have a roster of customers that, you know, owe payment to you, they've made a purchase, they're on the receivables list. And I say that knowing that some people, this is very elementary information for a lot of people, but some people just don't know. But I call those, we have a term that I use called account debtor. It just helps the conversation to say, those people on your accounts receivable, I call them account debtors. And so when we are determining how much we can lend or if we can lend, we look at the amount and the quality of the account debtor. So a company that has a sizable AR on an ongoing basis with account debtors that we can verify, that checks off a major box for us. So in one way, John, it's almost as if we're more concerned, not more concerned, but we're as concerned with the quality of the account debtor as we are with our own customer. Because whether or not we get paid back is so closely tied with the account debtor. So I looked at a deal recently with, accounts receivable to government entities, which some lenders don't like. We'll certainly look at that and be excited about that. Or household names, like you're selling things to Home Depot or Chick-fil-A or some of these companies. That type of situation, although we wouldn't require household names like that, but we would get very excited about a list of AR that includes those names. And another way, and I may be getting ahead of myself here, but another way to look at our underwriting is if anybody's heard of the bank considering the five C's of credit, cash flow, of course, is a big deal. We're not concerned with the five C's of credit. We are collateral-based lenders. So that's one C, but that's the big C for us. And then the other C for us is character. So we want to know that the collateral is intact and we can verify that, and that the people that we're doing business with are of such a character that we can expect them to follow through on their obligations. And that is really, although we gather a full book of financials, we understand that not every company's got a great debt service coverage ratio or liquidity or capital in the bank, because if they had all that, they wouldn't need us. So when we talk about, back to your question, when we talk about the receivables, yeah, that is for the most part, not always, because we will consider some alternative security, but for the most part, when we're talking about receivables-based financing, we are taking the account receivable as our collateral and we lend against that.
So you're not purchasing the receivables per se, or taking ownership of those from your client. The client continues to own the paper. They collect the receivable, but your collateral is that receivable, that invoice that's been issued.
Well, I should say this is maybe a distinction without a difference, but we will, on a certain base, you know, there's a F word in our industry called factoring. and we will certainly factor receivables where we've got an outstanding agreement with a company to get a, once something's been invoiced, to pay on that invoice a percentage of the invoice, something in the neighborhood of 80% of that invoice, so that our customer gets their money now rather than in 60 or 90 days. So we will actually do that. Now, one thing that, and I hate to put constraints on what we can and can't do, but you may have been also alluding to something called purchase order financing, which is another product out there, which we don't do ourselves directly. But oftentimes the reason I would still want to speak with folks is a lot of times they think they're looking for purchase order financing, but there's more than one way to skin a cat in that arena. So you may look at the other end and say, well, you've also got some AR over here. We can help fund the purchase order by taking collateral over here. So I think the key to understanding that is, whereas a bank, again, back to the bank constraints, a bank needs to sort of line everything up in the same ledger, and we can get creative with how we collateralize a loan facility for our prospects or our customers.
And let's talk about the type of client that is a good fit for this way to create liquidity. What's a good target customer for you?
Right. Well, as I mentioned, the loan amount up to around 5 million. And I'm often asked, hey, is there an industry you focus on? And there are some industries that we do help more than others. But I think a better way to look at that is, you know, the receivables that we already mentioned, but also a company that is enjoying strong profit margins. I mean, if you're most business to business companies, inherently have a higher profit margin. Maybe it's volume driven or what have you. Companies that have small margins are generally, you know, selling to the consumer. But having a margin, first of all, you got to be able to afford to pay the cost of finance. So, you know, we're not free. And there is that cost. So a margin's got to at least cover the interest rate on the loan. And we also don't want to put people in a situation that's not best for them. Mm-hmm. But if they've got a strong margin, they're selling business to business, they've got a sizable receivable that is on an ongoing basis. And looking at that, I should make a distinction here. Gross profit margin is a big deal, because you can have a company that's strapped for cash because of overhead. And we could take a look at, okay, how to get them to where their overhead isn't killing them so much. So a company, say it's a new company and they're on an aggressive growth curve and they need working capital to continue to make that growth happen, that's an excellent fit for us. Hmm. And we'd be wanting to talk to them for sure.
Folks, again, we're here chatting with Thomas Heaton. Tommy is an old friend of our program, and he is Vice President of Business Development at Commercial Finance Group. Now, Tommy, talk a little bit about, what sets CFG apart. I mean, there are lots of folks out there that maybe do something similar to what you do. Why CFG?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it is true. There are lots of folks who do what we do. And I think some people listening to your show are thinking, you know, they might not be thinking great thoughts because they've had some experience with our industry. So there is a bit of, we're swimming upstream against some of that reputation. Some of it's well earned. So we're trying to get the word out that Commercial Finance Group is indeed just a different entity. I wouldn't have come to work for them, frankly, if I hadn't picked up very early on that there's a high level of service in our company and in throughout our culture, really very personable, very relationship oriented. Commercial Finance Group, for starters, was founded in 1974. Now, I wasn't working for them back then, but I'm not quite that far along. But so more than 40 years of experience. So I would hope anybody listening that would communicate lasting strength in the marketplace. So just offering these solutions to people, especially having allowed us to flourish in a credit restricted small business lending environment that's existed really since the crisis of 2008. So we're well capitalized. Your experience with us, it's going to be highly customized with individuals like myself who we didn't fall off the turnip truck. Yes, I am sales oriented and I'm going to call on folks, but I don't get the loan request and then hand it off to our credit guy. I'm involved all the way through to closing, but we do have a credit team that very experienced. We're not consultants, but I think you're going to find our process is very consultative in nature. I was talking to somebody the other day and I after a couple of conversations, I realized this is not a good fit for what we do. Hmm. But in my experience in banking, be it 504 financing or 7A or straight commercial loans or private money, it puts me in a position just to be straight with people and to give them a quick answer. You know, I found that sometimes when you're looking for a loan, you'd rather have a no than a maybe in many occasions, because that maybe tends to linger on and on and on. And lenders have garnered a unfortunate reputation as stringing people along only to tell them no in the end. So we want to be straight with people. And if it's not a fit for us, we want to be able to advise them on a course of action. So in most cases, we can quickly ascertain pretty quickly whether or not we've got an opportunity. And if it's not a great fit, where the prospect should be looking, mm-hmm. you know. So I should have said this on the front end, John, but one of my claims to fame, in addition to having served with John Ray on the Small Business Person of the Year Committee at North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, both my kids were taught by the esteemed Dr. Ray, who is John's better half. And so I'm in the community. We've been in Johns Creek now for 17 years. I've got one in college. I don't think he would have made it without Dr. Ray, John. But
what? So yeah. She'll be delighted to hear that, but I think she's got some good things to say about both of your kids. So, yeah,
you know, we're not going anywhere. We've got staying power, and you know, when you're talking to us, you're talking to some guys that have been around the block, and our owner, Tracy Eden, his father started the company. Hmm. So it has that feel to it. Like I said, it's a fun place to go to work because, you know, everybody's sort of focused on the same goals. And we're not trying to get people to do something they don't want to do. We're trying to move quick because we've got to move on to the next deal, too. So we want to give people a quick answer, but we want to give them also treat them with respect and hopefully partner with them to get their company moving in the right direction even faster than they are already.
Good words, folks, here from Thomas Eaton. Tommy is with Commercial Finance Group. Tommy, this has been great. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing your company and your services. But let's get to the most important question, which is for those that have heard something that makes them want to be in touch with you. Maybe they'd like to talk about their situation with you and see if it's a fit for their needs. How can they be in touch?
Yes. Thank you, John. I'm going to just tell you, I'd be happy to give my direct line out. It's 404-210-6037. That's my direct line, 404-210-6037. But you can feel free to email me. It's just my first initial T, last name Heaton, theaton@cfgroup.net. You could also find us on the internet at cfgroup.net. And we've got a LinkedIn presence. I've got one personally. I'll connect with you. And we've also got a company LinkedIn page. So any of those ways, web, email, or feel free to call my direct line.
Thomas Eaton, Commercial Finance Group. Tommy, it's been a pleasure having you. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
Folks, if you need some other kind of help, and that might be some help, might be involved getting your books together so you can get your financials over to Tommy Eaton. It might involve administrative tasks and you need to get off your plate so you can focus on your business. Well, I've got an answer that involves picking up the phone and calling S.E. Escobedo over at Office Angels, 770-442-9246. Now, if you're timid, you can go to the website and check her out, officeangels.us. Just call her. I use her services, and she's terrific. And what she does is she listens to your problem, the things that you need help with, and she refers an angel to you out of her team that flies in, get the job done, and they fly out, and they do this on a virtual basis. They've been doing this for 20 years, so this pandemic doesn't scare them at all, and they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. So you buy exactly what you need, and that's it. So give her a call, 770-442-9246, and tell her I sent you. And folks, as we wrap up here, just a quick reminder that we're working on show number, I don't know, 310 or something like that. We're up over 300 shows over these last 4.5 years. And we would really appreciate it if you would go to your favorite podcast app, put in your favorite, the search term, North Fulton Business Radio, and find the show and give us a 5-star review. Now, it's not about me or Business Radio X. It's about our guest. We're trying to, we do this show to give back to the community and to profile guests and the great services and products that they offer, their markets. And it helps people find the show and find out about them and what they do. So if you could do that for us, that would be great. And we would love it if you would connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So for my guest, Thomas Heaton, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.